4. With Shell nitrogen-enriched gasolines. Now with 20% more cleaning agents. No other gasoline protects better.
Hi, Mark Connolly, General Manager of Connolly Roofing Exteriors. Roofing has been our family tradition for 99 years. Please call us at 314-822-7100.
Connolly Roofing is tops at our house.
314-822-7100.
Looking for your perfect hair color? Stop by Fantastic Sam's for the color event. Starting Wednesday through March 25th. No appointment needed. Fantastic Sam's. Your style awaits.
About the $336 million Powerball winner, 81.
Yeah, I saw that.
Oh man, talk about that later too. But right now, I'm going to do not all the talking. I'll certainly interrupt as I usually do, because it's time for the Wood Report, which is short for Hollywood Report, and nobody gives Wood better than your host, Tina Marie Dalpiez.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Listen to that crowd. They
crazy.
Love it. Yeah, they are crazy.
All right, we'll start off with the newest members of the Country Music Hall of Fame.
Newest members?
Members.
Oh.
That would be Garth Brooks, singer Connie Smith, and keyboard player Hargis Pig Robbins.
Who's that?
Hargis Pig. How does Garth Brooks get inducted the same time Connie Smith? You're talking 40 years apart. How does that work?
I imagine he was a bigger star than Connie was. I've never even heard of Connie Smith.
Connie Smith was a pretty big star. I'm just wondering about the timeline there. That's right. Go ahead.
I don't know. Well, the Robbins guy, he's been around forever, too.
I never even heard of him.
He's considered among the top session players in Nashville. 50-year career, he played with people from George Jones to Bob Dylan. There you have it. Mickey Dolenz of the Monkees said he hopes that the remaining members of the group will all kind of get together at a couple of memorial concerts that are planned to honor Davy Jones, who died last week.
Yeah, that'll happen. And by the way, no thanks. I don't want to hear him without Davy Jones.
Yeah.
Do you?
No.
Them all to get together at concerts, but I heard he wasn't even going to go to the funeral.
He was the Paul McCartney. He was the one the girls called the cute one, and sort of the one... The leader.
The face of the Monkees.
He was the main
singer. The face
of
the Monkees. Thank you.
Right.
But the other Monkees were asked not to come because they didn't want a big spectacle.
Right. They said they wouldn't attend mostly because the family wants to keep it real private and low-key, and they don't want all the media surrounding.
So wait, they decided not to go because of that, or the family asked them not to go?
I don't know. It's all kind of, from what I've read.
Here's what I take from that. They didn't give a crap about each other in these last years, and they just didn't go. That's all.
Well, they have.
I don't buy that. Okay. I don't buy, we didn't want to go because we didn't want to cause a spectacle. You can still manage to have a private. How about this? Don't publicize where and when.
Or publicize that you're going. Just go and don't say anything about it.
Just go. Yeah.
Okay. A few people have died. That would be one of them, songwriter Robert Sherman. He is best known.
Who's that?
He's best known for penning the Disney tunes It's a Small World After All.
Oh, boy.
And Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
He should have been executed for both of those years ago.
He was 86. He'd won numerous awards. He had 2 Academy Awards and a Grammy. And with his brother Richard, they were together known as the Sherman Brothers. He was honored with a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame back in 1976.
Who else among us has been to Disney World in Florida?
I have.
Did you go into that Small World thing?
Yes, you have to.
You want to strangle whoever wrote and the people that sang It's a Small World. And here's another thing. Beyond that tunnel and that boat ride, was that song ever any kind of hit outside of that venue? I mean...
Yeah, supposedly it's like one of the most well-known songs.
I've never
songs
heard
in
it anywhere.
Entire world.
Yeah, I'm sure it's pretty recognized.
I've never heard it anywhere else. But boy, when you get out of there, you're going, thank goodness, I don't want to hear that.
We were just talking about that the other day. My grandma said, for some reason, my grandpa loved that song. he just loved it, and she couldn't figure it out.
Guitarist Ronnie Montrose is dead. He died over the weekend at the age of 64.
Wow.
They think it was from prostate cancer. He'd had that for some time. Back in 1973, the group Montrose were known for such hits as Rock the Nation, Bad Motor Scooter, Space Station Number 5, Rock Candy, and Make It Last.
Hey, can I go back to Small World for a second?
Sure.
Is this all there is to the song? It's a small world after all. It's a small world after all. It's a small world after all. It's a small, small world. Is that the whole song?
Then all the languages. That's the biggest part about the ride. Right. It's all the different countries of the world.
But there aren't other lyrics.
No, I think that's it.
Well, you know what? That guy's then he is a genius, because anybody could have written that song. It's a small world after all. It's a small world after all.
Right.
It's a small world after all. It's a small world.
Yeah. Yeah. Where's my check?
That's the songwriter. Mm-hmm. Where's my check? Yeah.
All righty then. Christie Brinkley is being called a narcissistic egomaniac in court
documents.
Is she
the best-looking 58-year-old you've ever seen?
Yeah. I tell you what, boy, man.
She looks like she's still ready to shoot another scene from Vacation with Chevy Chase.
Yes.
Boy, she looks good-looking.
Yeah. Her ex-husband is suing for money he says that she owes him. He says she owes him the money. She owes him $25,000 for looking after their two kids while she worked on the musical Chicago in London and New York. So basically, he wants $25,000 for watching his own kids. She claims in court she's still getting harassed by him and wants a judge to fine Cook $140,000 for harassing her via email.
Oh. Well, people talk about how good-looking George Clooney and Brad Pitt are. Tina, have you seen this guy?
I remember pictures of him.
Yes, I have.
Like right off the page, the cover of some
GQ.
Male. Yeah.
Yeah.
This guy.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm telling you.
Take it easy now.
I'm
he
not
likes
gay
young
or anything,
girls.
But this guy is. He likes what? Young girls.
Well, they broke up after he admitted to having an affair with his 18-year-old assistant.
Oh.
Now, I tell you who he looks a lot like. He looks a lot like Troy Donahue from the. He was a big movie star back in the 50s, and it turns out that Troy Donahue was gay. This guy looks just like Troy Donahue.
How old is he?
He's probably, what?
About the same age as her.
50s? Yeah. Oh. But the two of them together, they're like Barbie and Ken that stopped aging at 35 or something. Unbelievable.
Hey, back to you. It's a small role again. I'm sorry, Tina. There are more lyrics to the song.
Yay.
It's a world of laughter, a world of tears. It's a world of hope and a world of fear. There's so much that we share that it's time we're aware. It's a small world after all. And then
you're
there's
a good
the chorus. Well, thank you.
You ought to join
like a rapper.
The Harry Hemorrhoids.
And then there's another verse. There's just one moon and one golden sun. So there are more words.
Oh, thank goodness.
Yes. He did a little bit more work. Sorry, Tina. Back to you.
That's
you
could quite come right.
Up and back to the Wood Reporter already in
sing
progress.
Back to you, Tina.
Lady Gaga, the first person to hit 20 million followers on Twitter.
Wow.
How about that? She surpassed Britney back in 2010. Second is Justin Bieber.
Which means 20 million people have no life.
Katy Perry is third.
Yeah.
Shakira and Rihanna. Vanessa Manillo and Nick Lachey are expecting their first kid. Also,
there's nothing that Katy Perry could ever tweet. The only thing that she could ever tweet that I could look at my phone and would get me excited would be, "I'm on the way to your house."
Yeah,
Frank.
Naked
or a
naked
picture.
To make love to
she
you.
Could tweet that
or Shakira.
Else she'd tweet, I don't care about.
Also pregnant is Elizabeth Berkley from Saved by the Bell and that striptease
Jesse
movie.
Spano.
That striptease disaster.
Yep, she's 39. She's been married to artist Greg Loren for 8 years. She's due sometime this summer. And don't expect Enrique Iglesias and Anna Kournikova to tie the knot anytime soon. They've been together for nearly 11 years, but they both say that marriage is not important to them.
She's still waiting for me. Good luck. I'm already married.
What did you call her? Anna what?
Kournikova.
Kournikova.
Who's the one who fell asleep and won't wake up? Oh, Anna Kournikova. Thank you. That was a made-up joke. Thank you. Homemade.
Really?
Thank you.
Wow.
Homemade, yeah.
The trial between Desperate Housewives creator Mark Cherry and actress Nicolette Sheridan in full swing. Cherry is asking the judge to let his lawyers impeach the fired actress on grounds that her story is full of inconsistencies.
Yeah, I think she's got not much chance here.
Well, she first claimed that he slapped her, then she said it was a violent hit, and now she's calling it a nice wallop. But, on the other hand, he says, well, my fingers did come in contact with her head, but I was demonstrating how a scene should unfold.
What?
So this supposedly, I guess his hand was flying around and it somehow...
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Say that again. The CW network has announced it will launch a new talent show this summer from Queen Latifah. She's going to go on a nationwide search for undiscovered artists on the verge of stardom, along with mentors Gloria Estefan and John Rich.
Well, we need another one of those.
Yes. Don't we? And while rumors circulate that quarterback Tim Tebow and Taylor Swift are an item, The Bachelor host Chris Harrison says he's asked Tebow to appear on The Bachelor. The quarterback was apparently not opposed to the idea, but is way too busy with his football career.
I have a question.
Yes.
What is The Bachelor? Give me, what's the premise? What is this show
It's
about?
A guy.
20 women that are
looking
for one
guy. Wife, supposedly. Yeah, and 25 women, and he gets to know each one of them a little bit at a time, and then they have like this rose deal, and I think the people who get the rose stay, and
yeah.
If you don't get the rose, you're off. They're gradually eliminated down to the final two, and then...
One guy gets to pick
25 women.
Yeah. And people watch that.
Apparently.
I guess so.
Wow.
I don't know. I think they just ended one.
You know who watches that? McGill.
Yeah,
he does.
This is a pretty big thing, but I haven't heard it on the major news networks that Michael Jackson's entire back catalog was stolen by internet hackers. It was a second major security breach in a year for Sony Music.
What does that mean, back catalog?
The catalog of everything that was on his back.
No, what does that mean?
They downloaded more than 50,000 music files worth $253 million. That comes after they paid $395 million for the 7-year rights to the song following his death. The contract with his estate also allowed them to release 10 new albums, including material from studio sessions produced during the making of some of his bigger albums.
Yeah,
so,
but they can't do anything with them.
Yeah, anybody songs can download a song.
Yeah, they're not going to be able to sell them. I mean, they're worthless to them. Whoever's got them, you can't do anything with them. They'll
get found out.
All right.
I guess. And it looks like Jersey Shore star Nicole Snooki Polizzi is pregnant, but she's also engaged to her boyfriend and expectant father, Gianni Lavelle.
I've never seen... I've seen 5 minutes of Jersey Shore. That's Snooki.
Her ex-boyfriend, he had this to say. Emilio Masella. He first said he hoped she had a miscarriage.
Oh, wow.
Then he went on to say, I really didn't mean that, but I just hope she's not pregnant because he doesn't think she's a... old enough to take care of this kid. He also implied that he could be the baby daddy.
That's Snooki. If you paid me enough, I could do it with her, but I'd have to have a condom over those condoms, and then another condom over those three condoms.
And a body condom on.
And a body condom. Boy, does she look skanky.
Okay, this is really weird. A lawsuit filed by a former employee of Paula Deen and her brother Bubba, I guess it's Hires or Hears, H-I-E-R-S. I'm going to say Hires.
Okay.
Okay, it's getting pretty nasty. Her name is Lisa Jackson. She worked as the general manager for Uncle Bubba's Seafood and Oyster House in Georgia. From 2005 to 2010, she said she was forced to quit due to sexual harassment and is calling both Paula and her brother racist. Lisa says Bubba once told another female employee who had just received dentures, "I bet your husband is going to like that."
Oh.
I don't know what that means exactly.
Well, who would know what that means?
She says he also told a joke about dating women with flat heads, and then he went on to explain that. She says that both Paula and her brother made several racist comments in her presence and in the presence of the African-American employees, who she said were forced to use a separate restroom located in the back of the restaurant.
Whoa.
Oh, you sound like Paula Deen.
I know.
Well, then there's the newest thing, too, that came out about a racist rant she went on about a wedding or something. She wanted to hire some...
Mm-hmm.
People didn't, yeah.
And what
yeah.
were they going to wear? And she didn't care. And she used the N-word and
yeah.
stuff. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Tracy Gold. Remember her from Growing Pains? She co-starred
with watched Growing
Kirk
Pains.
Cameron.
Mm-hmm.
Well, evidently, you know, last week he was on CNN's
Piers Morgan,
and he said that he thought that homosexuality was unnatural, detrimental, and ultimately destructive to so many of the foundations of civilization.
Who said this?
Kirk Cameron.
Kirk Cameron.
Well, he needs some publicity. What's he done? What happened to him after Growing Pains?
Well, he's...
he's very religious now.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, he needs some attention.
Okay. NFL Hall of Famer Marshall Faulk looks like he may lose his beachfront apartment in Florida because his bank claims he hasn't been paying the bills.
Oh.
PNC Bank has filed a foreclosure lawsuit against Faulk in Florida, claiming he defaulted on a $112,000 loan.
Marshall Faulk liked to spend money when he was in St. Louis.
Yes.
Well,
he
had a problem
a lot
with
of money.
Having kids with how many different women?
Yeah, I think 8 different women. A lot of women, and paid for a lot of apartments and homes and houses. Yeah. And child. I mean, he spent a lot of money.
We didn't like Lindsay Lohan so much on Saturday Night Live.
No.
She says she's very proud of that episode.
Oh.
This Sunday, which is March 11th, Oprah will sit down with Whitney Houston's daughter, Bobby Christina, with her sister-in-law Patricia Houston and her brother Gary Houston on Oprah's Next Chapter.
Do you think anybody thinks that seems racist, that this black family sits down with Oprah?
Oh, there was a quote by Bobby Christina today or something, that she trusts Oprah.
Yeah, she said it's not because of that. She's a family friend, and she does trust her. And
there's not a white interviewer that I trust, but I trust Oprah. Okay.
And she's going to talk about her mom and how she'd like her to be remembered.
Aww.
And the family addresses rumors and speculation surrounding her death.
Yeah.
According to the L.A. County Coroner's Office, they've received some phone calls and emails from people claiming to be relatives of Whitney Houston, and they say she may have been murdered. But the coroner has said there's no sign of foul play or trauma, but the official cause of death won't be determined until toxicology results are in.
I would love it if her brother and her daughter would go on Oprah and say, you know what, our mother had every warning, every opportunity, had more people say to her, you've got to get away from this guy. But my mother just refused to listen. She just wouldn't listen. So she kind of got what you're going to get when that happens.
I don't think so.
No, of course they're not.
Why does
it was everybody else's fault.
Why does it take so long for toxicology reports to come back?
Oh, it doesn't.
I have no idea.
If this were the President of the United States, had been at something happening, a poison or something, they'd have him back in 3 hours.
Yeah.
Marcus Vick is the younger brother. Michael Vick is in jail. He turned himself in after a warrant was issued for his arrest for failing to appear for 2 court dates to face a driving on a suspended license charge. He's going to spend 10 days behind bars. And
What's his name?
Marcus Vick.
Marcus.
Oh, and that guy's got a lot of money, too.
He was kicked off the Virginia Tech football team back in 2006 following a string of arrests and convictions, and has been involved in multiple legal issues ever since.
Right. Marcus Vick owns Marcus Vapor Rub and Marcus Formula 44.
Thank you.
Justin Bieber's mom, Patty, it's either Millette or Mallet, since she lives in Canada, has signed a book deal to tell the story of the role she played in her son's rise to superstardom, titled Nowhere But Up, the story of Justin Bieber's mom.
I like that. You know what? I like Justin Bieber. I like him.
Do we need a book by his mother?
No, but I like that kid.
I don't think so either. American Idol was number one last week on primetime TV.
Really?
Ranked by Nielsen. Number two was NCIS. American Idol was number three and number four.
What? Number one?
Well, the Thursday show was number one, the Wednesday show was number three, and the Tuesday show was number four.
Wow.
No kidding. Birthdays. Oh, at the movies, The Lorax opened with $70.2 million in ticket sales.
I
want to
see that.
I can't believe that.
What the heck is that? I've never even heard of it.
Dr. Seuss's The Lorax?
Yeah.
I have no idea what that is.
Dawn just talked about
it. It's an animated movie.
Animated movie with Danny DeVito's in it.
He's the voice of The Lorax.
Yeah. Mm,
sorry.
Kind of a save the world kind of movie. The teen comedy Project X opened in second place with $21 million. Third was the Navy SEALs Act of Valor with $13.5 million. Happy birthday to Shaquille O'Neal. He's 40. Actress Connie Britton. I know you like her, Frank.
Yes,
from
I do.
From Friday Night Lights.
I do like her.
American Horror Story. She's 45. Suzanne Croft. This ought to make you feel old. She was Tracy Partridge on The Partridge Family. She's 49.
Yeah, that's another show. I've never seen one episode of
really?
The Brady Bunch or The Partridge Family.
Oh, my God.
I think I love you.
I know the songs, and I know that Cassidy. David, what's his name? Yeah.
And that school bus that they drove around. That
Never watched it.
I love
it
that.
It just seems stupid.
Psychedelic colored school bus.
Tom Arnold is 53. Singer Kiki D, remember her?
Yeah, with Elton John. Mm-hmm.
That's all
don't
I remember her from.
My heart.
Yeah. Had she not done that, I would have never heard of her.
She's 65. Rob Reiner is also 65. David Gilmour of Pink Floyd is 66.
Hey, who's the singer who ties people up and wears leather? Kinky D.
Mary Wilson of the Supremes is 68. And actor Ben Murphy from Alias Smith and Jones, he was Thaddeus Jones, is 70. And that is the Wood Report.
And a good one it was. How about it, everybody? Tina Dalfies with the Wood Report.
That was awesome.
You know, when I went out to visit my dad, you know who I saw? There was an ad in the paper out there, and this guy was scheduled to perform at some little theater or something. And when I say this name, you're going to go, wow. I didn't even know he was still around. Ben Vereen.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that guy? Was a dancer, singer.
Oh, yeah.
I think he was on some kids show, too.
Wasn't he in a couple of, like, Roots things, actor movies? Yeah. And was he on, like, a kids show?
Yeah, I think
so. No, you're talking about LeVar Burton.
Well, I thought Ben Vereen
was, like, he was...
Very talented.
Singer, dancer.
He had a horrible car wreck or something. Something happened to Ben Vereen. Huh. I think he was in a bad automobile accident. And it was a long road back. But he's still, and I saw the name and I thought, man, I haven't heard that name forever. So that was a good Wood Report.
Thank you.
Very good. Well done.
Thanks for not interrupting.
Well, I've learned to just sit back and enjoy the segment.
Yes.
And not interrupt so much. All right, I'll say the phone number and the listening audience will know exactly what the company is. 314-878-9999. If you said anything other than American Equity Mortgage... that was the wrong response. American Equity Mortgage, 878, that part of it especially. You can have other similar numbers or names, and a lot of companies have the name mortgage in them or have the name word equity in them or have national or American or whatever. As long as you put those three words in the right order, American Equity Mortgage, and you got that number, you are in the right place, the place that wants to put you in a better place. And they've been doing that for over 20 years, and they've been a part of this show. Even though it's only been here for coming up on 15 years, they were with us before we were here. They've been with this show for 20 years. That deserves a round of applause.
Yeah. Yeah.
American Equity Mortgage, here's what they do. Here's part of what they do. They loan people money to buy homes, and you renters, still, there's going to be a day where you're going to say, oh, man, I could kick myself. Where'd that expression come from, by the way? You can kick yourself. You can kick your right leg with your left leg. I could kick myself for not jumping in on those ridiculously low rates when at the same time all those homes, those brand new homes, were just sitting there and the developers and the builders begging people to buy them, sometimes at a loss to the builder. That time is right now. It'll be here tomorrow. And I'm sure next week, but I don't know how long. I'm not one of these people, because you better do it today. Well, the reality is you can do it tomorrow, you can do it next week. But the question is, if you can possibly find a way to get into a home and you are renting, and I don't like to say you're throwing your rent money away. You're not. You're getting a place to live out of it, but you're not building any equity and you don't own anything. You move out, the owner still owns the place. If you can possibly swing it, this would be a good time. For those of you who do have homes, you have equity in those homes, use that equity to borrow smart money and get some other things paid off that you are paying on now with money that wasn't so smart when you borrowed it because the interest rates were too high. They'll tell you more about it when you contact them, and I hope you will. 314-878-9999, American Equity Mortgage.
Time to check on the highways with Tim Weiland. He has your Golden Oakland in traffic. How's it going, Tim?
Well, Tina, we're pretty heavy now as you're coming in on eastbound 270. You're slow as you approach Lindbergh 170 through Washington Elizabeth. Southbound 270, that's slow from Manchester through Big Bend. On westbound 44, it's slow from Sacker Road to, looks like Sacker Drive to Bowles Avenue. Then if you're coming in to Illinois from the Missouri side, eastbound 40, that's slowing Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge. And westbound 70, that's heavy from 79 through T.R. Hughes. This traffic report is brought to you by your Greater St. Louis Area Toyota dealers. Toyota owners, visit your participating Toyota dealer this March for a Toyota True Start battery for the Toyota suggested price of $99.95. See your local Toyota dealer for details. Installation extra. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Yeah! J.C. Corcoran.
All right, we got a book here called The Presidents. It's written by Dennis Gaffney.
Trish Gazelle.
I have two very interesting fun facts about George Washington, and I scoured your book, by the way.
Oh, good.
And I did not find these.
It's the Showgram.
Number one, George Washington had rotten teeth way before Lindsay Lohan made it popular.
The Big 550.
And also, when George Washington would toss a coin, he would say, me or tails. So that's...
very nice.
KTRS.
Ah, yes, the sounds of summer.
Or it could be the sound of giant cicadas. It could be the sound of giant cicadas flying right through the holes in your screen. Frank Blair from Schnars Hardware. This is Frank Blair from Schnars Hardware. Here to tell you this is a great time of year. Expect your window on the bug screen. Inspect your window and door screens. Your screens are old and or need repair. Your screens are worn or need repair. Drop them off in the Schnars Skilled Repair. Drop them off and install our new screen. And repair any installs new screen and repair any delightful sounds of summer. Then you can read the delightful sounds of summer. Where they belong, in your backyard, not in your house. So bring those screens into Schnars today and avoid the rush. Schnars Hardware, where we don't charge for the popcorn or the advice. We're open 7 days a week, so call us at 314-993-0910, 314-993-0910, or for location, hours, or to shop online, go to schnars.com.
Bang, and a shot into the right field corner. Could clear the base. One run in.
Fan single game tickets are on sale now. It's your chance to purchase seats to watch a certain player, team, or series at Busch Stadium. After winning their 11th World Championship last season, excitement around the club is huge, and tickets will go fast. It's single game tickets.
These fans are getting some big league baseball tonight. This is the voice of the Cardinals, Mike Shannon. Single game tickets are on sale right now at cardinals.com.
Fans, have you ever taken in a Cardinal game in a party suite? A party suite can accommodate 30 guests and up. It's one great price, and that includes all-you-can-eat ballpark buffet plus beer and soda. It makes planning any event a simple one-step process. You never know what you'll see when you come to the ballpark.
Braves hits it in the air to center. We will see you tomorrow night.
Fans, this is Cardinals third baseman David Freese. Get the party suite that's perfect for your special occasion at cardinals.com.
What a team! What a ride!
Escape cabin fever and demand the sand with the Apple Vacations Super Sale, offering the best values of the season. With Apple Vacations, you pay one incredible price for your entire vacation package. So leave your worries and your wallet at home. 3 nights in Jamaica at Grand Palladium Jamaica Resort and Spa start from only $828. Or make it 3 nights at Rio Ocho Rio starting from only $898. Both trips include nonstop air, all meals and drinks. Plus, with Apple Vacations, round-trip resort transfers are always included. Call Altair Travel and Cruises at 314-968-9600. That's Altair Travel and Cruises, 314-968-9600. Hurry, best dates and hotels are going fast. Prices per person based on double occupancy for select May departures, including Charter Air and Frontier from St. Louis, and taxes and fees, including 9/11 security fee. See airline's website for baggage charges. Prices subject to availability and change. Restrictions apply.
If you are a CEO, you know success is a matter of getting the right players in the right roles with the right goals. Hello, friends. Jim Nance here. Every coach is looking for the right combination to take their team to the next level. And now you can find the right solution for your business from Insperity. More than 100,000 companies are using Insperity high-performance HR and business solutions. From recruiting, employment screening, and retirement services to time and attendance, organizational planning, as well as performance and expense management. Or to move your company ahead as far and as fast as possible, ask about our workforce optimization solution. If you're ready to make your company run better, grow faster, and make more money, call 800-465-3800 or visit Insperity.com and meet with your business performance advisor today. It's what we do. Insperity, inspiring business performance.
Window World Windows has the strongest warranty in the business, the highest ranking in customer satisfaction by J.D. Power and Associates, and Window World Windows comes with the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval. Go ahead and call Window World 314-993-1800 before you do anything. Whether it's windows, siding, insulation, or entry doors, it's Window World Windows. They'll do it all and simply do it the best for less. 314-993-1800 or windowworldstlouis.com. Call Window World.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
I heard that I can use TurboTax for free.
That's true.
And if I have questions, I can call a tax expert?
That's also true.
Awesome. You guys are the best.
Yes, that's true as well.
Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
Hit the B-square. Don't hit the B-square. Hit that B-square.
Yes, that music tells me that it is Tuesday. And that means the new CDs and DVDs are released, and we're going to find out what they are after we remind you that Joe Hipperson is brought to you by Auric and the 7 locally owned and operated Auric Home Care Centers. Please stop in if you see one and just say, I am AM and the PM. I know you make a great vacuum cleaner. What else do you have? And you're going to be pleasantly surprised and probably walk out of there with some things that are going to help you have a cleaner home. And some other things that have nothing to do with clean. They're just really cool things with the Auric name on them. You'll see when you go in there. Ladies and gentlemen, Auric presents Joe Hipperson.
Oh, yes.
Joe.
Yes, yes, yes.
How are you, Joe?
I'm great. Frank could not possibly be better than I am at this exact moment, sir.
You look taller today.
You think so?
Maybe the chair is higher.
Could be the slimming effect of my Chandler Bing sweater vest. I'm not
sure. Yeah. Not really yet.
Now, Rocky, what did you call it? A Chandler what?
The Chandler Bing sweater vest.
It's from Friends?
Is that a brand?
Friends reference. Chandler Bing, Matthew Perry would wear a bunch of sweater vests early on in the show Friends.
See, I didn't know that was his name. That's another show I did. You know, I don't watch anything, I guess.
No, you don't.
I've seen Friends, like parts of a couple of episodes, and I can name Courtney Cox, who I think is super cute, and that one that looks like something stinks all the time.
Lisa Kudrow?
Yeah, Kudrow looks like she's smelling somebody cut one in the room. I don't care for
she
her.
She also kind of looks like, if you remember in The Muppets, there was the band Electric Mayhem, and they had this one hippie chick.
Yeah.
She was always like, oh, yeah, man. Like, wow. Yes. That's what Lisa Kudrow looks like to me. And
yeah,
she
I
looks
see
very
that.
Muppet. Like, I mean, you know, if they were going to do this weird thing with the Muppets crossover, she would be the one to play it.
Ooh.
You know, if you don't mind, Frank, can I say, it'll take about 30 seconds. Can I just put a little PSA out there?
Knock yourself out.
Here we go. And speaking of knocking myself out, it kind of goes along. If you're in a building that has elevators, let's say at Westport Plaza, for example, where my voice is echoing.
Maybe?
And, yeah. If you're on the elevator and you're by yourself, and let's say you've got an urge to just let one go. Remember that someone's about to get on that elevator, and then...
That is a good point.
There's an awkward moment. One, I walk in, and it's obvious to me what this guy just did.
Did the person walk out, or did he stay in?
He walked out, and I walked into his gas.
So you were right through the fog.
So as I walk into his gas, I'm like, okay, I'm not the kind of personality type to say, hey, man,
Thanks a lot.
Right. I'm not going to do that, but here's the bummer, Frank. Is I only had to go up one floor. When those doors opened, a couple ladies walked on.
Oh.
The gas was still there. I mean, that's like the most unfair thing you could do to a guy.
And, of course, if you say, hey, that wasn't me,
of
then
course.
It makes it look more like it was you.
Well, you're accusing that guy. Maybe he had somebody get on and off before.
No, it was too fresh. It was way too fresh.
You could tell by the...
I would have said so. I would have said, holy crap.
Well, there wasn't anything holy about this whatsoever. I was about 10 seconds walking into this guy's one-cheek sneak that went down. And it was just... it's awkward, so please, if all you're doing is going up one floor, it's an elevator. I don't care if there's 90 stories. It's not going to take that long. Just hold it.
Just
wait
till you walk out.
Until you walk out. We've got a windy day. A very windy day.
That's a good public service announcement.
Crop dust the hallway.
All right, so yes, crop dust the hallway. Here we go. It's new release Tuesday. We always start out with music. I got two to throw you. We've got a band called Dance Hall Pimps. They've got a new record. It's called Beast for Love. And Bruce Springsteen has a new record out. I was always guilty of, you know, saying it wrong. I always said it was Bruce Springsteen. And, you know, you say things real fast.
Springsteen?
I always said that as a kid. You know, you say weird things. I'm admitting. I always said it real quick.
But I can see that.
Oh, Bruce Springsteen.
Bruce Springsteen.
Bruce Springsteen. You just say it real quick. Yeah, and like REO Speedwagon. For the longest time as a kid, I thought it was Oreo Speedwagon.
Sure.
I thought it was like the cookies and stuff. I got really excited. I heard the music. Not nearly as good as the cookies.
You know what's really weird that you said that? Today is the 100th birthday of the Oreo cookie. How about that?
Wow.
Yeah.
What a coincidence.
I need to get my own trivia show or something.
Yeah.
That's weird.
It's creepy.
Kalinky dink.
So Bruce Springsteen, new record is called Wrecking Ball. It is very, very good if you're a Bruce Springsteen fan and you really like it when he just keeps it real without too much on the, too much overabundance of extra instruments. Very cool, raw kind of record. On the DVD end, maybe you will remember that there was a movie called Tooth Fairy. I think this was one of Dwayne Johnson's epic releases.
The Rock, yeah.
Yes, now we have Tooth Fairy Part 2, where The Rock is replaced by Larry the Cable Guy. So,
Is that straight to DVD? I don't remember that being out at the theaters.
I think Larry the Cable Guy doesn't want to remember this at all.
Really? I'm surprised he would. He's not one that just needs to take crappy movies like that.
Guy's got to eat, man.
I mean,
he makes a ton of money.
I'm sure, but I'm saying, look. Let's say you've got some notoriety.
Just
millions,
cash in. Just a
millions
cash
of
grab.
People listen to this show online and St. Louis. If somebody said, Ian, You want to star in 233, even if you know everyone's going to make fun of it.
Well, sure.
The paycheck, man.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll pay you $8 million.
Yeah.
You'll okay. Do you'll do it.
You wouldn't want that, though. Also out on DVD today on the Blu-ray circuit for the...
This show's a good example. This show's crappy, but we make a fortune.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, go ahead.
Right. On the Blu-ray and a movie coming out as a director's cut for the first time ever. I like this movie. A lot of people think it's kind of corny and cheesy. Ben Affleck is in it. We've also got Charlize Theron. You got Gary Sinise. It's called Reindeer Games.
Right? Oh, sure. Oh, I remember that movie.
I absolutely love this film.
That was a good movie.
And if you're a fan of Charlize Theron, there is a brilliant topless scene in this movie.
Yes.
Before she became Academy Award winning, Charlize Theron, where she's like, oh, so to make money in movies, I got to take my clothes off? Sure.
Okay.
Yeah,
I've
exactly.
never heard her name called Theron before.
You know, I debated Throne. It. It was in my head. Theron, do you want me to do the Charlize
she
Theron?
She said it was more like Theron. Theron.
Really?
She's from South Africa, yeah. You just kind of...
She's from South Africa.
You know, whatever she says, I'll do.
Nowadays, I think maybe if I just say Charlize, who's going to...
You know what? She could be one of those one-name actresses.
Yeah, so hey, Charlize. We could start that. You know? We could start calling her Charlize. Everybody picks up on it. Out of Africa,
you
out
said
on
Charlize.
Blu-ray... You know, would you just stop it?
Let him go.
Let's go back to Bruce Springsteen, okay? We'll talk about that. I admit my phones. All right, out of Africa, out on Blu-ray for the first time ever, a straight-to-DVD epic film from Stone Cold Steve Austin called Recoil is out. In case you need any coasters in your home, you can pick that
one
up.
Oh, hell yeah!
If you want to see Mike Myers, Austin Powers, Mike Myers, Wayne Campbell, if you would like to see him gayer than ever in a very awkwardly super gay performance, the movie 54 is out on Blu-ray for the first time ever. Did anybody catch that one when it came out?
Mm-hmm. No, but is that about the nightclub in
yes.
New York?
Yes, it is. It also stars Ryan Phillippe back when he was getting regular gigs. It is a very, very good movie about a certain time in history, about a certain fad that was going down, and Mike Myers pretty much plays the guy running the club. And if you ever see any video footage of the real guy he played and the way that guy talked, Mike Myers channels it brilliantly, but it is in a super, super gay way. And if that makes you uncomfortable, a couple things he says might make you squirm.
Is Mike Myers gay?
No.
There are rumors.
Really?
Because I don't ever see him...
He was married a couple times.
Yeah.
Well,
once for a fairly long
married.
Time.
There have been some rumors recently in the last 6 to 8 months or so that maybe there was a beard situation with the wife. But, you know what, it doesn't really matter anyway, but if it turns out that he is, then there was definitely some, there was no method acting then in 54, because man, good Lord. Parenthood, one of the greatest films for any mom or dad to ever watch. Parenthood is finally out on Blu-ray today. I will tell you, I've had that moment, the Steve Martin moment. Remember when the kid in the baseball scene, and Steve Martin does that crazy cartwheel, just dancing up and down, one time... My son, Avery Elvis, scored a goal when he was playing soccer. Before he said soccer was lame, there was one time he scored only one goal, and I was there, and I swear, I think, I jumped about 9 feet in the air and did about 20 different like spins in midair while I was doing it. One of the most brilliant moments of all time, and if you've ever had that, Parenthood, if you've never seen it, I'm not talking about the TV show with Craig T. Nelson, Steve Martin, Parenthood, Blu-ray, brilliant, brilliant film. I admit my faults, Frank, and I admit when I haven't seen something, and I'm really curious to check this out, because I've never seen it before. And I really want to see, because I love Jimmy Stewart as an actor. Out on Blu-ray, first time ever, Harvey is being released today.
I've never seen it either.
Really?
Oh. I know it's about a big rabbit.
I've seen parts.
That's all I know.
It's all in his head, right? He's mm-hmm. seeing it. It's like an imaginary friend. I've always wanted to check it out, but people that have seen it tell me, it's all right. I mean, it's not his best, but I'm going to check that one out.
I think it's probably one of those things that back then it was really funny, and now you look at it and go, you got to be kidding.
I like Spike Jonze.
Yes.
Yeah, kind of like Spike Jonze, exactly. Yes.
Also out on Blu-ray, first time ever, The Deer Hunter in a special collector's edition. You can see that Christopher Walken has always been Christopher Walken.
Yes.
And his Academy Award-winning portrayal in the movie Deer Hunter. Also, of course, John Voight, right? John Voight, so that one, isn't it John Voight?
I think so.
It's Robert De Niro, I know that. And I know it's Christopher Walken. I know watching the film for the first time just really whacked me out years and years ago.
Yeah, it's a weird movie.
It is definitely out there. Monty Python and the Holy Grail out on Blu-ray, and
love that movie.
Yet another super giant deluxe special edition. Antonio Banderas in the weirdest movie he's ever done, ever, is out today. It's called The Skin I Live In. Now just think about it.
Ew.
It's all about him trying to live in someone else's skin. This is one of the most awkwardly
stupid,
bizarre films to watch, and it just makes you want to look at Antonio Banderas and scream, dude, Desperado, Once Upon a Time in Mexico, call Robert Rodriguez, just, you know, get a gun, get a guitar case, and do what you're supposed to
is
do.
Is the guy supposed to have had a skin transplant or something? Like,
I thought he was making up skin to redo his wife.
Right, he's obsessed with building the... I'm sorry, I'm getting squirmy. It's just thinking about it. All right.
Clever.
I do that all the time.
You know, I breathed in another guy's gas, and I got cold. Okay. Immortals is out. If you thought Clash of Titans was great, then you'll love Immortals. And last but not least.
See, he's a pro. He can get right out.
All right, let's wrap this baby up. My Week with Marilyn. I say you rent it. It's out today. Footloose. Avoid it. Terrible remake. Jack and Jill. Adam Sandler. If you check this movie out, all you have to do is watch the Al Pacino scenes, and it's the funniest movie of all time. Without the Al Pacino scenes, biggest waste of your time. I'm Joe Hipperson. I'm out. I'll talk to you later this week for the Big 550 KTRS. I'm hip on entertainment.
All right. Thank you, Joe.
Take care, guys.
Yeah, when a movie like Jack and Jill, and I like Adam Sandler, but when you don't hear one single person ever say anything good about it, I just avoid it. I'm not going to watch it. And it's kind of the same thing with the new Footloose. I loved the Kevin Bacon Footloose, but I didn't see the other one because I just thought, why ruin something that was so
I've
good?
I've never seen the Kevin Bacon one.
Oh, you know what? You should. You should. You like
the
Kevin
classic.
Bacon?
Yeah.
No, you'd like, you know what?
Yeah, I mean, he's okay. Like yeah, I don't know if I'd...
Nah, I think you'd like it. It's a good story, good movie. And that was Joe Hipperson, brought to you by Oric and the 7 locally owned and operated Oric Home Care Centers. Now, let's talk about your home. Let's talk about your kitchen. Talk about your bathrooms and your home entertainment room. For many people, the kitchen is almost the home entertainment room because that's where they hang out. I don't know when the center island thing came into kitchens. When did that happen, you think? I don't ever remember a kitchen having a center island, and then somebody said, hey, let's put something in the middle of the kitchen you could set stuff on, and you could pull stools up to it and sit there, and so now kitchens have center islands. You don't have to have a big kitchen to have a spectacular kitchen. That's the other thing. Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Homes, they do small kitchens all the time. So if you have this notion that they only do mansions and castles and, you know, gigantic kitchens and $2 million homes, no, that's not the case. If you also have jumped to the conclusion that you can't afford Thompson Price, why not make that decision, and you probably won't make it, until you let them come out and take a look at what you have to work with and give you an estimate. And it will be thorough, and they will be on budget, on time. That's the way they operate. They are pros, and they are perfectionists. Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Homes, ThompsonPrice.com.
With your Golden Oak Lending traffic, here's Tim Weiland. Tim?
Thanks a lot, Tina. Well, we are getting normal slowdowns now. Eastbound 40 Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. Westbound 40, that's heavy from the Science Center through Clayton Skinker. It's going to be slow again between 270 and Mason, and then from Timberlake Manor out through Chesterfield Airport Road. Some slow pockets there. Southbound 270 is slowing from the Clayton Road overpass down through Big Bend. Westbound 40, still heavy from Soccer Park out to Bowles Avenue. We do still have that right lane that's the only one open on northbound 255. That is from Highway 15 on up north about a mile. This traffic report is brought to you by Nissan Parts and Service. Your local Nissan dealer now offers express service oil change at select locations. $28.95, no appointment needed, 30 minutes or less, or your next one's on them. Visit your nearest Nissan dealer for details. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Finding the perfect mattress is a little like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. Too soft, too hard, and if you're lucky, just right. At Maplewood Bedding, they build it the way you want it. Any size, any firmness. From standard two-sided innerspring mattresses to antique and custom sizes manufactured in Maplewood, Missouri. Maplewood Bedding also carries adjustable beds, visco memory foam, and all-natural latex mattresses, even if you're not Goldilocks. To find your perfect mattress with quality, comfort, price, and impeccable customer service since 1985, go to Maplewood Mattress.
Guess who's getting out of town?
Hi, everybody. McGraw-Millhaven here. Join me Thursday, Friday, and Monday morning as I host a special broadcast live from the Hilton Singer Island. Why am I there? Because it's spring training. Need I say more?
Some guys have all the luck.
Yeah, but don't forget, I also have to work with John Hadley. So join me live from the Hilton Singer Island, brought to you by Altair Travel and Cruises. For more information, visit AltairTravelInc.com or call them at 314-968-9600.
Spring training from McGraw's unique point of view on the Big 550 KTRS.
Do you have a leaky roof or any kind of a roofing problem?
If your roof needs a repair, call John Beal.
Call John Beal.
Anytime, anywhere.
Jumpio.
Call Jumpio.
If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof blows to the ground, call Jumpio, call Jumpio, call Jumpio. If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof blows to the ground, call Jumpio, call Jumpio, call Jumpio.
Honey, call John Beal.
I'm Deanna Doherty, president of American Equity Mortgage. Our rates and APRs are now in the threes. Call now, 314-878-9999, or visit AmericanEquity.com.
Fifth Third Bank believes that creating a better banking experience for everyone starts with listening. Fifth Third Bank, the curious bank. Member FDIC.
Guy right there, that voice we just heard, that guy's a good announcer. I hear him a lot. He gets a lot of work. From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Hello, everybody. Good afternoon.
Hello, Bill.
All right. Well, today is Super Tuesday.
Yes, it is.
And who cares?
Yeah.
And alleged voter fraud has marred Vladimir Putin's presidential victory in Russia. Huh. Everything was going along just fine until the returns came in from Miami-Dade County.
Oh, man. I'm rooting for Putin.
Rooting for Putin. That's good.
Oh, I'd say, here's your bumper sticker.
How about this? Hey, I'm tooting for Putin.
Yeah, during the election over in Russia, they actually found some leftover Al Gore ballots. That was weird. And in Albuquerque, New Mexico, a couple was married at a gas station. I suppose it could have been nice, but the ceremony kept being interrupted so they could raise the price of gas. And finally,
this hot today. This is going to be good.
Well, Japan has invented a speech jamming gun that can silence people in mid-sentence. Pretty cool. Whoa. Apparently, scientists figured there was a market for the device after listening to Dan talk about his band.
Oh, man.
Good one.
Wow, that hurts.
Brutal. That's more inside humor, I guess. Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, and I am Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KPR.
Thank you, Bill.
You're welcome. Yeah.
I don't think he was kidding. Is that a real story? The Japanese, you could stop somebody from in mid-sentence?
Yes.
Like
it's like a speaker, and it sends your words back to you like 0.2 seconds later, so your brain can't comprehend what's going on, and you can't talk anymore.
Whoa.
That's pretty wild.
That's great. All right. Hey, look at the time. It's 5 o'clock at the Big 550 KPRS.